I don't know why they're...
Okay.
It's
Wednesday night. I'm learning Hilchos Tefillah. We're up to Siman Kuf Ches. The hordes are here. The crowds of people are here. There are masses of people here. We can't... Please, please, stop. Don't push. Don't push. It's dangerous. We're going to have to call the fire marshals to keep order.
It is Ari's
turn. It's raining.
Karbachutz, Chambachutz, Aribachutz. Siv Gimel. Hod the Mashla Matfila Shehitsa Dafka Bizman Tfila. Abu Bashar Shane's Man Tfila Lo. Now, it's not a Gemara. This is like one of the most basic Yesodos of Hilchos Tashlumin. It's in the Rishonim that a Medayik it from the Gemara. The Gemara never brings it up. Some Rishonim hold it's not true. Some Rishonim hold if you're in jail for a year and you didn't have a chance to daven, you come out, you can make up every single one of the tefillos. But anyway, we paskin Zman Tefila. Now there's going to be a machlokas what that means. What does it mean? You can only make it up in the Zman Tefila. In a Zman Tefila, by the way. Siv Dalit says, Ain't Tashlumin Elul Tefila Hasmucha B'Levad. You can only make it up in the next Tefila after the one that you've missed. That's Siv Dalit. Shem Tov Lo Yispal Shachris V'Loi Mincha. Then Mispal Arvishtayim Achrona L'Tashlumin Mincha. Avo Shachris, too late. Ain't Lo Tashlumin V'Chein B'Shar Tefilos. Okay, so now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah on Siv Gimel. Siv Katan Tes Vav. Bizman Tefila. Yesh, me'achronim, shekosvu. Sherot Saloma, the lotik mechazal tefilos hashloma, the makeup tefila has to be davened after when you're davening, when you're holding by davening. Rak bodenu osek, betfilo ha'ikris, when you're davening, your main davening, and of course you have to wait your requisite kedehilach arba amos, or you say ashrei, but that's it. You can't do it like a half hour later. Maybe, even according to this sheet, you could probably listen to Chazoras Hashatz, and, well, that for sure you should do, we saw, and say Tachanun, and then, let's say you're by Shachris and you're making up for a Mairuf. But you can't, like, just wait an hour and then just daven, a davening. Avo, harbe achronim eskimu, the after lechatchila, that's the way to do it. Bavadai tzorch lizor bezel lispal tefilas hashlama taketh achar tefilah chiyuvis after you've davened your primary obligatory tefilah, the tefilah that's obligatory for now. Avol b'diyeved eino ma'akev rakim over zman tefilah. As long as it's the zman tefilah of the next tefilah, and of course that you've davened the next tefilah, because that always is first. You can daven the tashlumin. The hainum the hospalal arvis, for example, yispalal shachris tayim, but rak ad arba shol sal hayom. You have to do it in the primary zman tefila, which is till the end of zman tefila, not till chatzos. Shul zman tefila l'shachris. The hanot delafur is as char tefila b'zmana, because the tashlumin you get regular schar, so it has to be by arba shols, by a third of the day. You don't have till chatzos. And therefore, that's not called prime zman tefila, and therefore you cannot make up the tefila after that. He has a twist. Let's say, a poil you haven't daven shachris till after arba shols. The tzorch l'spal lo shtayim kivin shoysik b'tfila. In other words, if shachris, there are times when, if you're an oinus, let's say, where you can daven shachris until chatzos. So in such a case, in other words, he puts together both dinim. Some say you can only daven the tashlumin when you're davening the primary tefillah of that particular point in time. Shachris, Mincha, Meir. Some say no. It just means it has to be done during Zman Shachris, Zman Minchas, Zman Ma'ariv. And we add to that the twist that Zman Shachris, to say what Zman Shachris, it's not till Chatzos, it's till Arba Shos. So then some Achronim come along and the Mishnah Berurah approves of their Svara and says, you know something? If Bepoel, you're actually davening Shachris after Arba Shos, let's say you weren't feeling well till then, you're an onus. If you're an onus, you can daven the Shachris after Arba Shos up until Chatzos. So then you could daven the makeup for Ma'ariv, even though it's after Arba Shos. In other words, the limitation of Zman Tefillah is only if you're not doing it samud to a Tefillah. But if you're doing it samud to the Tefillah, that's the Chiddush here, that's the cute. Like he combines both elements. He says either or. If you're doing it samud to a Tefillah, you don't need the Lachatchila Tekuz Zman. Okay, now we have another case. If Shochach L'Spal Al Mincha, so Yesh Omrim, that Ma'ariv also has a prime time. Till Chatzos. You're supposed to daven Ma'ariv by Chatzos. So, why? Where does it say that? That's Shema. That's do Shema Asrei. Shema is till Chatzos. Where do you find that? I'm asking a question. Where do you find that Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv has a Til Chatzos din? I'm not aware. I never heard of that. It says it by Kriya Shema. I never heard that Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv.
Well, if Shema, then it applies to the Brachas of Shema also. So
I'm sorry. The Brachas of Shema are together with Tefillah. It, on a practical level, maybe it does.
Well, then once you did that already, you need Gula Tefillah
for it. Yeah, but... anyway, the Mishnah Berurah here says that the prime time of Ma'ariv is till Chatzos, and therefore, just like we say that Zman Tefillah for a makeup of a missed Ma'ariv is only till Arba Shos, not till Chatzos, it has to be prime time, so the makeup of Mincha is only by Ma'ariv till Chatzos, not the whole night. That's what some say, because prime time is only till Chatzos, not a whole night. That's the first sheet. Yesh Omrim, that you can only daven Ma'ariv twice till Chatzos. Well, actually, according to the Chiddush you just said, if you're actually davening Ma'ariv after Chatzos, then you can daven the makeup tefillah also. Ayin Shema Derech Chaim, Omnim the Prima Godim says that it's the whole night. Yes, the whole night. Either the Prima, we don't have time now to look it up. Maybe the Prima Godim makes my point. Or even if my point is not correct, but it's still much less intense than Arba Shos of Shachris. Arba Shos of Shachris is mamish like Zman Tefillah. If you're an Oynis, you could daven afterwards. Here, Chachamim said, you know, they gave you a gvul, like get it done by Chatzos. It's not that heavy like a Zman Tefillah. So that might also be the Prima Godim Svara. V'imshoch, that is Poshet, not as intense, it's not a Zman Tefillah. It's Rabbonon saying, you know, do it by Chatzos. Okay, and what happens if you didn't daven Shachris? Only from Zman Mincha, which is a half hour after Chatzos, and of course you have to daven Mincha first, and until Bein Hashmoshes, until Shkia. Okay, v'afilu ha'yoyim sheish by Musaf, v'spal al-Musaf b'emso. Yeah, that really has to do more with Siv Dalet than Siv Gimel, that when we say you have to make it up in the next Fila, Musaf doesn't count. Musaf is not on the radar for that. Musaf is not called the next tefillah. The next tefillah is called Mincha. Musaf and Shachris like sort of blend together. That's not called the. You don't make. You'll never daven Musaf twice to make up for Shachris. Maybe it really goes hand in hand. There's no din to daven Musaf twice. Musaf is Musaf, like. It's not appropriate to daven it twice. Shmon Esrei, whatever it is. It's keneged the carbon. It corresponds to the carbon. It represents the carbon. It stands for the carbon. It's in place of the carbon. But it's not the carbon. So you can daven it twice. Musaf, like, is Musaf. You're saying the psukim of Musaf. You're in Shalma Parim Sfoseinu. So you can't daven Musaf twice. It doesn't make sense. to daven Musaf twice.
There's no tashlumen.
And by the same token, there's no tashlumen for a missed Musaf. Right? There's no tashlumen for the same reason. There's no tashlumen for a missed Musaf. So, but I don't know why the Mishmur says this here. It really belongs to the next Sith. So the din that you can only make it up at the next Fila, so Shachris will always jump to Mincha. The next Fila will never be Musaf. Okay. Kolze Hatakti Menachrein L'Medina. Omnam L'Chatchila, don't forget, it's always better to do like the first sheet that the Mishnah Berurah brought down, that it should always, the makeup Tfila should always be Tzamud to the primary Tfila with Ashrei in between, as we learned yesterday. And then the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, if you want to follow the Halacha, he says, if you're going to do it the lenient way, that it's not Tzamud to the first Tfila, Mishnah Berurah at the end, like, he's a little uncomfortable with it. Even though he himself said that most achronim, or harbe, he didn't say most, he said harbe, say it the lenient way. But he's a little uncomfortable with paskling halacha lemaisa like that. So he says, if you're not davening it tzamud to the primary tefillah, but you're just davening it within the zman tefillah, you should make your tenai. That if I'm doing the right thing, then I'm doing it l'chovasi, and if not, it's a tefillos nadova. And again, whenever you do something like that, you don't have to be mechadish bodovar. It's enough that you're taking care of a problem. That's the chiddush. That's how, right? That's what we learned in the last siman. That's the chiddush of the tefillah, that it's taking care of a problem. Okay, so that was Siv Gimel. Siv Dalet tells us the din that you can only make up a tefillah in the next tefillah. Kosvo achronim shein tefillos musaf moyel hashlama. In other words, you can't daven musaf twice. And if you forgot shachris and daven musaf, in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Tezayin, if you forgot shachris and daven musaf, and it's still zman shachris, which can happen depending on what time you daven. What do you say we reawaken the Magen Avraham minyan? I misunderstood someone's email today. I misunderstood an email, and I thought someone was telling me that people in the shul want a youth minyan. That's how I misunderstood. What he was saying is that they don't want the Hakshiva minyan. I don't believe it. Maybe there's always a few people that don't want anything. But, you know... I could see why some people wouldn't want it, but I'm pulling rank on that one. I'm pretty sure. unless someone shows me why it's really, really a bad idea. I understand all the reasons why it might be a bad idea, but that's not enough for me. What? I'm not letting them daven after Zman Tefillah. Not after Zman Tefillah. And any place they publicize it, they have to write on the bottom, say Kriya Shema before you come to shul. Have to write that. I don't know. You see, even then I might relent on. I might relent. Because b'di'evad you can daven until chatzos. I might, I don't know. If someone comes to me and says, there's like 20 guys who are just sleeping, you know,
I'm not
yeah, I'm not that's not my red line that much. I'm aware that, but someone, see, in such things you always have to make sure you're not the catalyst. If someone convinces me that it mamish is a reality already, that they can't make Zman Tefillah, and they won't, and they won't daven, so then I'll relent on that also. The truth is, I'll just write, you have to write on the bottom. Just please die before you come to show.
You're saying there are nusim.
There are nusim. They might be sleeping off the effects of what they did the night before. You know, that's called an onus. You know, that's called an onus. These kids have nothing to get up for. That's the real problem. They have no reason to get up. They open their eyes and they have nothing to get up for. There's nothing exciting. I told my son once on a different level. My son was I was explaining to him why he has to have goals in his learning. So one son of mine at a certain point of his life, I said, because or else, if you don't have a goal, you know, you just come to yeshiva. I'm talking about a yeshiva guy, you know. You sit down with your chavrusa, you open up the Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel on the base, and you're trying to figure out the third Tosfos. That doesn't excite everybody. And I held this guy, this particular child of mine, it didn't excite him. So I said, you know, so you're going to open your eyes, you're going to go back to sleep. Like, why should you get up? To learn the third Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel on the base. So to most yeshiva guys, it's either exciting or they just do it because they're just robots anyway. So they just, you know, okay. But he is not a robot, Baruch Hashem, but that has a chisaron too. It's not always a mila. The chisaron is he can go back to sleep because he's not excited to get up. So I told him to break out of the system and to make goals in learning. So he should wake up and, you know, today I'm going to accomplish this. You know, I got to get up. I have something to do today. You gotta have something to do when you wake up in the morning. Okay, enough. Well, we got off the subject here. So that's the real problem. The real problem is, what do you think people get drunk for? It's also because they have nothing to do. They have nothing to do, so they get drunk. That dulls, it dulls their pain and not having anything to do. It dulls their pain and they forget their pain. What do people take drugs for? Because they have nothing to do with their... It's kishmak. I mean, that's the... it's kishmak. Of course it's kishmak. They wouldn't take it if it's not kishmak. It's kishmak temporarily. It's kishmak temporarily. So you have nothing to do with your life. So you're really depressed. So you take drugs, you know. You do it to escape from your life for a few hours.
It's only kishmak because you're escaping. It's not kishmak objectively.
You never took it.
I drank.
It's gishmak, but it's a temporary gishmak, and it's very not healthy, and it's addictive, and it doesn't get you anywhere. I mean, most hanos in this world don't get you anywhere.
So they get you somewhere, but it's not where you want to go.
Yeah, right. It doesn't get you anywhere. So ultimately, it's just a treadmill, you know. So then a few years have gone by, and you look back, and, you know, what are you going to do with yourself? But it's physically kishmak. I mean, nothing to talk about. Anyway, so I would relent even on this mantfila if someone convinced me that I'm not causing it. That's all. You just have to convince me that it already exists. If it already exists, it's like, you know, it's like making a yeshiva, you know. I was in Muncie, you know. Rabbi Wine made a yeshiva, you know. Then it was in Muncie, Rabbi Wine, when he first made a yeshiva for guys that want to go to college, you know, that want to be on that track to go to college. There was an element that went crazy.
Really?
To you it's strange, but you have to know Muncie. You know?
No, I'm not.
There was an element that went crazy because... They said it's the old story. You make such yeshiva, then you have Yeshiva Spring Valley where guys can go either way. So then they're going to go to your yeshiva and go to college. And like this, they would go to a Beis Raga, if you know Muncie at all, they go to Beis Raga, and they're going to become yeshiva boys. So his answer was that I'm dealing with a reality that exists already. You're right, if I'd been making yeshiva in a vacuum. But I'm making a yeshiva for the hundreds of kids who are going to go to college. And if you don't give them a yeshiva, they're going to go to college anyway. They're just not going to be in yeshiva. That's all. So in such a case, but the tremendous tumult. And the reason he won is because Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky sent out a personal letter to the entire Muncie community, to everybody on the mailing list in the Muncie phone book. Sent out a personal letter backing Rabbi Wein. And that, of course, you know, he didn't do that too often in his life, I imagine. And he said, like, of course, you got to make a yeshiva for the guys that exist. So if you tell me, Rabbi Miller, make a late Shabbos morning minyan that's going to mizman tefillah, it's over my dead body. Right? But if you convince me that there's 30 guys out there that are not davening already, and you tell me make a minion for them that's going to miss Man Tfilah but daven before Chatzos, okay, I'll do that. Some kids in the shul are going to start sleeping late, go to that minion. So to that I say, too bad. They have parents. Let's say my kid would come. I'll give him one smack. He won't do that again. Balabatim are not going to be allowed. No, you don't have to joke. It's a very good question. Balabatim are not allowed. Kids, let the parents exercise some authority. If they don't know how, we have parenting classes. Come to the parenting class and teach them. It's not poshut. I'm really telling you what I hold, though. No, it's not poshut. You have to choose what to do. I'm letting you know what I hold. It's not, you know, there's dangers. I'm not blind to the... But Rabbi Yankov, I wish I'd saved the letter. This happened like 30 years ago.
She weren't around.
It was murdering. And the people that attacked Rabbi Wein, I mean, they gave a very rational reason too, and they were kanoim also. You know, you always have all. But they were chashva people. They were chashva people. And Rabbi Yankov really took a very public stand. I mean, he sent out a personal letter. Why not? I don't know if it is. Rabbi Wein will write in his biography. It saved his life, sort of. Like, you know, and then he made Shari Torah. That was Shari Torah. What a good story. Bianca was a good man. Okay.
Same thing with the...
Tomorrow I have a